Go!
Chris Moyle Show.
I love playing that game.
What, the on-time game?
Well, what the game is, right? All you do, it's very simple. God, I'm loud, aren't I? Charles Peterson, microphone setting, Alan, what are you doing?
I just realised, sorry.
Charles Peterson, I don't look any the line, Charles Peterson. He's got his setting, I've got mine.
I thought you sounded different.
There you go.
Hi, how's that?
Still quite loud, though, in my ears.
All right, okay, well, I've got a loud voice, haven't I? I'm awake. No, I like playing that game, because obviously Limone sits in one studio, we sit in the other, and then she plays her last record, and we start at exactly 6:55. So if there's any bit of silence... See, now, you don't see her, but you know that Limone plays the... Is that me? Is that me? Have I done everything right? What have I done? Why aren't they... Oh, they're on. Just keeps on her toes, though.
You're just a stickler for timings.
I am indeed a stickler for timings.
What is a stickler?
I've no idea. Isn't he an American pie?
Is it a fish?
So you're thinking of a stickleback. Not to be confused with Sticklebricks.
Or Nickelback, who are a great Canadian band.
Oh, I'll tell you what, the show's off to a rocking start already. It's only 6:56. Things can only get better.
Chris Moyle Show.
I don't know, dude. I think everybody's all jealous and...
One of the text messages comes in already saying that Alex Lester's giving me a little bit of a slagging, saying that I look older than I am.
You do, though, don't you?
Where?
You do.
Yeah, not like him. At least I look slightly like my DJ photo card.
He has his picture on the wall in Pebble Mill, and he looks nothing like it.
On the photo, he looks like a really suave kind of ex-model type. Hi, Alex Lester here. And when he turned up in the studio yesterday, looked like a clown from Pontins. But in a nice way. Mm. So there you go. No, but no, I don't mean it in a bad way. Now you're all making faces. But, you know, all I'm saying, he doesn't mind, does he? The guy's on Radio 2 every night. He's a legend.
It's all crazy DJ banter.
See? Anyway, there you go. Clown boy giving us a mention. That's nice. D12, thank you. Red Hot Chili Peppers coming up next, the 411 Ghostface Killer song that I don't think I've found one DJ on Radio 1 not liking yet. So, always to break the mould, we'll play that crap in a bit. Let's get some news and sport from Dom and Jules. It's 7:01.
Sorting security in Parliament.
And the pressure's on Julier at Anfield.
BBC. Radio 1.
Newsbeat. And Radio 1 Newsbeat is now 4 minutes past seven.
Hi.
Hello.
Seeing the front page of the Sun today.
So that...
Because you're a newsman, so
yes.
Can I talk to you about that story?
Yeah, of course can.
Yeah, Gabby Splits, Gabby Roslin.
Oh, right, not that one then, no.
What?
I thought you were talking about the
Oh, they could all be dead. Commons fiasco's PM hit with powder. No, I'm talking about Gabby Roslin.
Right, okay.
It looks like she's getting divorced from her fella.
That's very sad.
Isn't it?
Mm.
Aw. But that means she might be on the market. A bit of the old Gabby Roslin. And she is old, she's pushing 40.
She doesn't look 40, does she? She looks younger.
Sounds like you changed your mind at the last second there. So anyway, there you go. I've never met her. I kind of met her. Well, slightly met her. And, she wasn't particularly
nice. Seen her.
But to be fair, what it was, I had to give a checkout on a Children in Need night a few years ago. Because I was new to Radio 1 and stupidly went, oh, yeah? They went, we're going to let you give the check out, the Radio 1 check, that all the listeners have raised money for. Oh, brilliant. At 1 o'clock in the morning. This is pointless. So anyway, so I go down and I do the thing and everything like that, and they go, and then they go into the next link, and Wogan goes, well done for that young man. And Gabby just goes, cheers, and walks off. So fair enough, she's busy. She's raising money for, you know, hungry kiddies and stuff. So I suppose that's all right. But anyway, Gabby Roslin, poor Gabby. She's splitting up from her fella.
That is a very sad news.
There is another story, obviously, on the front page of The Sun.
Right.
Obviously what you thought I was going to go
Yes,
with, yeah.
I thought you were, yeah.
Before she was famous, Teen Posh. With, no, don't laugh. It's all about Posh before she was famous.
Oh, I see.
What did you think? You thought it was the They Could All Be Dead Commons fiasco.
I thought you might want to talk about that, as is our lead story of the morning.
Right.
No?
No, not really.
Now that Malt is a success, you'll get a bigger head. Wear lots of fancy suits and spend his weekend stuck in bed. He'll buy a car, a great big yacht, a villa in Mallorca. But nothing really changes, cause he's still a big fat porker.
She had different hair back then and everything.
The Chris Moyle Show, now with more listeners. National Radio 1.
707. Thursday morning, this is BBC Radio 1.
Red Hot Chili Peppers are coming, 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 coming. Exclusively live to Radio 1.
Can't stop addicted to the shindig. Mustard.
Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
Don't eat mustard. Does sound like mustard.
See, now, don't get me wrong. I think the record's all right.
Mm.
And, you know, it's nice. I said Colin Murray raving about it. Edith raving about it. Everyone's raving about it. Oh, what a great... Joe Wilder, it's like the greatest record ever. Oh, it's so great. And I'm like... it's her rap for me.
What, the Mustard record they're all raving about?
Yeah. Have you not heard them? Right? No. They're loving it. And I'm like, it's all right, it's good, yeah. You know? But her rap is like... It's almost like the rapper didn't turn up. So one of the band's mates... I'll do it. I remember the time I was on my own. I was sitting on the phone. My doggy was eating a bone.
Ring, ring, who's on the phone? Oh, it's Tone.
There you go, see?
My mate Tony.
Anyway, there you go. So we're back in London. We've been busy since we got back. We only got back on Tuesday. So we're in London, Archers, Birmingham, London again. The train journey back from Birmingham yesterday, seamless. Mind you, we had Rachel with us to make sure that we didn't get on the wrong one.
Exactly. That was the floor the other day. I wasn't with you.
No, I'm telling you. Sort of grey head.
Spent an hour on the platform at rugby.
It was longer than an hour.
And we didn't get recognised once. It was a disgrace. You know. Excuse me.
Yes, it is me.
No, I'm just saying, do you know when the train...
What platform is it to Lichfield?
Anyway, so there you go. So we're back in the studio where we belong. Waking up the nations. And we'll do Buzz Off next after Ash. 7:17.
I did nothing.
Love that record. It's Orpheus from Ash. It's 20 past 7. Oh, we're learning so much this morning about our team members.
Most of which, sadly, we can't discuss with you.
No, I know.
Luckily.
Although I'd love to say it on the air. But one of us on the team is a bit of a perv.
That is not true.
That narrows it down.
That is not true.
Okay, well, I never said it was you, Alan.
Suffice to say, though, it's not me, Chris, or Rachel.
No, or Dom or Jules.
I'm not a perv.
Yeah, well... I beg to differ, my friend.
Dirty boy.
You know, you and Christina Aguilera.
Mucky.
Mm. Mucky.
Right, buzz off then. 81199 is the text number. If you like it, text me the words buzz on. If you don't like it, text me the words buzz off. Right?
Got it.
Couldn't be simpler. I brought another CD in from home. Please remind me today. I have to bring some of my CDs that I've been bringing in every day. I'm going to bring them home because I'm really running out. Oh, and the good thing is I've got a collection of CDs which I lent to my cousin Dara about a year and a half ago because he was DJing in New York. How cool is that? His mate's party. Anyway, and I didn't think I'd ever see him again. It turns out that my brother's got them, so I'm going to get them back today.
He was DJing in New York with your CDs?
With my CDs, yeah. He was going to burn them off, and then he said it would just be easy to take the CD.
Is he playing Howard Jones?
Okay, Howard Jones might be on one of their CDs, yes, but...
Martika.
Martika may also be on there. Do you know what it is? It's the... Don't get me into it. If you want to know, it's the Millennium series from the Now That's What I Call Music collection. Oh. And it's a double CD of every year from 1980 to 1999. Okay. Anyway, here's this morning's buzz off. Are you ready?
Yep.
Go! Buzz on to 81199 if you like it. Buzz off to 81199 if you don't. Do you like it, Alan? Are you feeling it yet?
Cautious, I'm waiting.
Right, if I'm having a rest with you. This record is fantastic. Give it a bit of time. Because I like it. But is Allard liking it?
I'll give it a bit more.
Right. I have heard that about you.
On the webcam.
So wrong. You know what you should do, Alan? Put a record on.
Is it who you said earlier?
Yes, it is.
Elastica. Yes.
No, really?
I'm spent.
Okay. Nice. From the Alaska album, which is brilliant, but he's 9 years old, that album.
Scary.
That's Waking Up from Alaska. Super duper, as Josh Stone would say.
Oh, what a strike!
One big kickoff!
Strike
one big kickoff!
This Saturday, it's the FA Cup final where the mighty, mighty Manchester United take on the roaring lions that are Millwall to see who'll lift the cup.
That's the mighty, mighty Millwall, just in case you thought he was being biased.
We'll be building up to kick-off throughout the morning on Radio 1.
Spoonie will be live with a coach full of Millwall fans on their way to the big match in Cardiff.
And then the Chappers
and a brand new show
will be getting you ready for the whistle at 3.
Millwall will play Manchester United in the FA Cup final.
The FA Cup final. Final on the BBC, Radio 1, 5 Live and BBC One.
All part of the big weekend of football, FA Cup Saturday and Soccer 6 Sunday.
It's going to be really good on Radio 1 with me, Dave and Chappers. So join us this Saturday.
Yeah, natural. Yeah. Tell you, did you and Spoonie go to the same DJ Reed school?
Wasn't the best script, was it?
Hi. And Rachel pointed something out very interesting yesterday, okay? I'm going to play the beginning again. Don't say anything. Just have a listen.
Okay. Oh, what a strike!
One big kick-off!
Why is Radio 1 doing one big hiccup?
Kick-off, I think, is supposed to
be. It sounds like one big hiccup.
Oh, what a strike!
One big kick-off!
There you go. One big hiccup. I don't understand that. Okay, stand by. Here it comes. Hey! So you're back on again this Saturday, Dave?
One till three.
Unbelievable. When I saw you, girl, I knew that you were... Lamar and Dance With You. Tarzan. This makes me wanna dance. BBC Radio 1. Newsbeat. Okay, coming up, Jay-Z, Avril Lavigne, plus other stuff.
Excellent.
We've got a big announcement to make this morning, just after 8 o'clock.
Have we?
Massive
Do I know about this?
Yeah, you do, yeah. Okay. Talked about it on the train yesterday. It's on the script for today's show. Mm-hmm. That was a very stupid thing to ask, wasn't it, really?
I'm looking forward to it.
Are you really back on the air on Saturday?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
1 till 3 on the nation's favourite.
I can't believe it. Let's get some news from Dominic now. It's 7:31.
And the main news this morning is security at Parliament after Tony Blair was attacked by flower bombers. One road travel. Motorway 1 in Buckinghamshire this morning. The inside lane is blocked southbound between Junction 14 at Milton Keynes and Junction 13 in Bedford. It's all because a bus has broken down, so try and use a different road if you can, or sit in your car and just wait for it to be cleared. It really is up to you. One road travel on Radio 1. It's now 7:36.
You know what I really like about you?
What?
Because I sussed you out very quickly, right? So I know that whole wife thing... It's just a big beard. But when it comes to reading...
Yeah.
When you're doing the thing... Because I play the One Road Travel jingle, okay? And occasionally I'll sit in my chair upright, and Dominic's opposite me, and I know roughly what he's going to say on the weather, and I know that some showers in Scotland and northwest England is the cue.
Yeah.
Sometimes, though, I have to go over here to do something technical, okay? However, I'm only an arm away to go... One road. Like that, you see. Mm-hmm. I can do it at any point. However, Dominic sees that I'm away from the desk, so slows down ever so slightly. True or not?
True.
And the weather, another sunny one, not as warm as yesterday, though, in the set. And he'll look up and he'll notice that I'm not right near the button. So he'll go, some showers in Scotland and northwest England.
That is true. Sorry.
See, but I'm always there.
Okay.
As soon as you say Northwest England, the jingle starts.
Northwest England. One road travel.
See, I'm that good. Anytime. You can't catch me out. Because I'm a legend.
Did you Northwest England? One road travel.
Yes, you are that predictable.
Thank you.
Dave, you want to say something? As an Everton fan about the Liverpool situation?
No, not really.
No?
I do have a view on this, but it's not something I will share, because I don't want to fuel speculation.
Would you like Gerald Houllier to stay at Liverpool?
For the next 10 years, yes. I think he's doing a fantastic job.
Where did Liverpool finish this year in the Premiership?
Fourth.
And they want him out?
30 points behind.
That's the problem. They're 30 points behind Arsenal, and they're not closing the gap on the Premiership Arsenal. Champions right. at all. Right. So that's the problem.
But nobody was.
No, but the problem is...
Surely at the end of the season, nobody has actually... close the gap on the Premiership champions.
No, but there's the reason why people are having to go at Houllier is
because the Premiership champions.
Liverpool are getting further away from winning the Premiership as opposed to closer.
What were they last
arguably.
Year?
They didn't qualify for the fifth. Champions League.
Fifth. So they've done better this season than last season.
By one place. But they're still 30 points behind, you know.
Right.
I think fourth is more than respectable for a club the size of Liverpool.
What did you finish?
Were you an Everton fan?
What did you finish this season?
17.
You know... I don't understand it. So they want Houllier out, and Liverpool finished fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Where did Newcastle finish?
Sixth.
And they want him out.
Mm.
People are saying maybe Fergie should go. Ranieri is rubbish because Chelsea only finished second. They did really well in Europe. It's unbelievable.
I think they should get off Houllier's back and give him another contract.
Immediately.
Immediately, yes. So? Forthwith.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, I'll try and sort that out for you, Dave. I'll get on the phone to the Liverpool board.
Yep.
Because I'm really good friends with them.
Good.
It's Tony Bird. Chris Miles is on the air. He's the man with all your needs. He loves to make you happy. And he wants to play for Leeds. 7:39 in the morning.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
8:10 today, got a massive announcement. Please have the radio on at 8:10 today.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a b- ain't one. I got the rap patrol on.
Old Avril Lavigne there. Complicated. She's a lovely little thing, isn't she?
Doing that so that parents on the breakfast table tuning the radio in might think it's Wogan. Leave it on. You think, Dave?
It's getting better, your impression, actually.
I've worked out my Wogan impression is better if I don't actually say any words.
If you just mumble.
Just drop the odd word in.
Avril Lavigne. Complicated. 7:47. Thursday.
What do you think?
It's better than it was.
Yeah.
Clearly.
You ready on again on Saturday?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Away day last week for management or something?
What?
It doesn't matter.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio.
In our, used to have a kitchen downstairs at Radio 1, which they refurbed into kind of like a rest and relaxation room. And it's all very kitsch, I think the word is. And it's got a couple of couches in there, and kind of the same kind of wallpaper you get at your local curry house. Mm-hmm. Pictures of all the old Radio 1 DJs in kind of wacky, old-style 70s retro frames. And a load of cassettes of old albums. And I've found a new one. Shaking Stevens, A Whole Lot of Shaky. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Featuring What Do You Want to Make Those Eyes at Me For? Plus many, many more.
It's got Green Door on there.
No, it's a later album for him. What do you want to make those eyes? I mean, do you remember that?
Ish. I was more into his earlier stuff.
Right, okay. This is from 1988, this album.
Oh, that's way late.
And I'm thinking, Shaky should make a comeback. All I'm doing is just sowing the seed in everyone's mind. All I'm saying is, Shaking Stevens, Christmas number one.
And, Alid, yeah. Interesting fact, he is Welsh.
Yeah, he is Welsh.
That's right.
That's true.
And, he's called Shaky.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he called Stevens as well?
I have no idea.
But he's a stage name.
Alad yesterday had to leave the show early because obviously we did the show in Birmingham. And he had to leave early to get the train back to London for a very special photo opportunity. I know, Dave, it's shocking, isn't it?
Dave! What was that?
It was a pre-sneeze, but I didn't actually sneeze. Apologies.
Didn't even turn away from the mic or anything.
No, I didn't quite see it coming.
What is wrong with you at the moment? Yesterday, today, I'm middling, and you're just going...
I didn't think it was going to come out. I thought I'd restrained it.
Yeah. I hardly heard a thing, Dave. It's like you're giving birth to a hippo.
Anyway, back to Alad and his world.
So Alad was down to the final few in a competition simply known as Rear of the Year, where one girl and one boy are voted to have the best bottom in the business. And the results were...
Me?
Yeah?
Best female, Alex Best.
Right.
And best male, Alad Hayden Jones.
Oh, my God.
You. I've done it. I won it.
Alad won Rear of the Year.
You've won a bottom award.
It is true. They said that I have the best bottom in Britain. Yeah. Apparently.
The most buff bum in the business.
And all that.
What was the criteria? Is it just...
Having a bum.
Yeah. Right. It really is that simple. And the past winners include Vanessa Feltz.
She has a bum.
Lisa Riley.
That's not true, actually. Lulu's won it.
Dumbo.
Charlotte Church has won it. Ronan Keating.
Hulk Hogan.
Robbie Williams. Graham Norton. Sunita. Not really, I made that up. But me as well now.
Sunita?
I don't know where that
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
So what do you get for winning Rear of the Year?
I got a little dish, a little silver little kind of dish.
Kind of dish.
Yeah, yeah. Like an award.
An arse
award. Quite relieved. I thought it was going to be like a big bum award.
Mm. Right.
But I didn't get that, no. So that was quite good. And I got to meet Alex Best, and I'd like to say hello to her too, because she listens to the show. She says she loves the show every morning. She tunes in. So hello and good luck for today.
Who? Alex?
Alex, yes.
Right, what's she doing today?
Hasn't got a very good day today.
Oh, really?
Private.
What's well, that private? You just mentioned it on radio.
So I just said, you know, good luck.
Yeah, for what?
Well, I can't say that bit. I just said good luck. I said, I'll say good luck to you tomorrow. She said, okay.
D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, it was very interesting.
Did you two bond over
your
asses?
We bonded. We bonded over the fact it was very embarrassing. Way more embarrassing than you'd think. It's right. Actually, I thought it'd be a bit of a laugh and, you know, a bit funny. But now everyone just talks to my bum. Everyone comes up to me to talk to me and just looks down and...
They don't, though, do they?
That's what
you just think.
No, it's true.
I think what they're doing is they're looking, and what they're actually thinking to themselves is, can't believe he won Rear of the Year. His arse is huge. Look at the size of it. And it's really kind of, like, squidgy. It's like a squidgy, fat arse. Hi, Alan, congratulations on the award. That's what's going
on. To be honest, actually, a lot of people yesterday, in proper interviews as well as friends, just say, how did you win that?
Listen to you, because it was a PR stunt.
Well, there were a few people there who had obviously gone to interview Alex, and at the end of it saw me standing there, so interviewed me.
Was it a big kind of press call then?
There were about
the world's media.
There were 130 photographers.
130 photographers. And how many newspapers are you in this morning?
Check out the Sun. That is brilliant. Check out the Sun.
Okay.
I'm not sure which page. They had photos from yesterday. There was me and Alex in front of these 130 photographers.
Right.
And then this other woman came running up, right?
Yeah.
She was advertising something or other, and she was in a bikini and a thong, and it said the real Rear of the Year on the back. But her ass, right, had stretch marks and was pretty squidgy, but of course the photographers loved it and thought it was brilliant. So there's a photo there of her.
Oh, okay.
And Alex. Can you see me? Can you see me?
No.
No, you can't actually, because they're going to put the column right over me.
And they even... Hang on, so you and Alex are stood together?
Yeah, holding arms.
And the piece is completely over you.
Look, they've left the trees to my side, but not me.
Can you see me? Can you see me?
No.
So page 31, right? You are technically in the paper today, but completely covered up.
What did I do to the Sun for them to do that? And if you look at the piece, the way they've included me in the write-up, the very last line is as if... Oh, yeah, an Allied one as well, the mail.
Where? In here?
The very end. If you go to the very end of the piece.
No, it doesn't mention you.
Was that maybe it's another paper, then?
What?
I think the Star have done the same treatment.
It doesn't mention you at all, in fact. Because the girl's page three girl is... it's Anna, the page three girl, who's showing her bum. Which looks massive,
actually.
Is it? Yeah, look.
Actually, it wasn't that attractive.
Did you say that's a big, big ass?
I like big butts and I cannot lie. There you go. It doesn't mention you at all.
Well, there you go.
It says that Alex takes the title from Atomic Kitten's Natasha Hamilton. So there you go. Did Alex have a good ass?
She had a fantastic ass.
Yeah, did you cop a feel?
We had to rub bums in the picture. We had to go bum by bum, like that.
Right.
So that they could get it all into one shot. And then, so the photographer's going, like, 130, like, flashes and stuff. And then they said, let's do solo shots. So they said, Alex...
Let's just do Alex on her own, shall we?
No, they said me on my own. Right. And then all 130 just went quiet. And there's about... Ting, ting. And then I finished, walked off, and Alex came on, and they all lit up again. They're like, that's fine, whatever.
Yeah.
It's okay.
That's because she's prettier than you.
That's
more
true.
More famous than you.
Tis true.
More talented than you.
Tis true.
With a better backside than you.
Very true.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on your award.
But it was a good day, thank you.
So you won a silver thing, and what else?
A year new pulling line. Which
a what?
Is, you know, I have the best arse in Britain.
Right.
Which is always good. Okay. Bit of a bonus.
Oh, indeed. Well,
so
it's a strange way of describing it.
Congratulations, Alex.
Thank you very much.
Having the best bum, best man's bum in the business.
Thank you.
There you go.
There you go, man bum award.
Do you wanna have a look?
What?
Do you wanna have a look?
No, we really don't have time. BBC. Alex backside is getting a lot of support on the text messages. People are actually saying, oh, leave him alone. He's got a great backside, is Alex. He really has.
Apparently, he's using it as a pulling technique.
Yeah.
Find out what all the fuss is about, apparently.
He's using it as a pulling technique.
Hi, I've got a great arse. Because my face is so ropey. Anyway, if you just switched on, the news is Allard has been voted the male rear of the year. I know. When I saw the press release, you know... Oh, well, no, I won't do that. Someone said, is it one rear of the year? I said, is it one what of the year? Did I hear you right? Rear of the year? Are you sure it wasn't second place? But no, apparently it wasn't. Anyway, right, big announcement coming up in about 10 minutes. Stay tuned for that. Black Eyed Peas and next. Let's get some news and some sport from Dom and Jules. It's 8 o'clock.
Extra security in Parliament.
And Houllier's got just 7 days.
Radio 1 Newsbeat. It's now 4 minutes past 8.
Well, apparently, it was rear of the year. You didn't miss here. Rear of the year.
That's rear of the year.
Rear of the year, yeah. Well done, Allard, for getting rear of the year. Congratulations from Elaine in Newcastle. There you go. So Allard's rear of the year. Does that not make him a tad uncomfortable to know that someone's been studying his ass that closely? From Trucker Pete. There you go.
Do you reckon that's his real name, Trucker Pete?
No, I think it's probably Pete. He's a truck driver.
Oh.
No, he really is actually called Trucker Pete. His surname is Pete, and his Christian name is Trucker.
You've made a noise.
Stomach just went... Again? What is wrong with you? Are you not eating?
I am. I've just had a sausage sandwich.
Shocking.
That was a throat gargle noise.
It was, one. I suppose.
Juliet. That wasn't now me, you're joining in.
That was
Juliet.
Foul mouth.
Juliet.
Foul mouth.
Foul mouth. Ferrington.
Right, a big announcement coming up in 2 records time. Hang on there.
Since we started in the morning, we've had a lot of fun. Increase the listening figures, made Peter Andre number one. The biggest hit in radio, we're as cool as the Fonz. But the stupid Sony judges only handed us a bronze. The Chris Moyle Show, now with more listeners. National Radio 1.
Ribbit Mama!
Such a good band. It's a great record. Keen, everybody's changing. For that Black Eyed Peas and Hey Mama. It's 8:13 in the morning. This is Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. I have an announcement to make, which some of you will like, a lot of you will really hate. On June the 10th, we're taking this show, the whole show, to Euro 2004.
Nice.
We're going to Portugal. We're converting a big Portuguese villa into our Radio 1 Portuguese studio. It's going to be our little Portuguese base. And to bring you the, I love this line, atmosphere of the year's biggest football tournament in Europe.
It's got to be there, haven't you?
I think so, yeah. We've done the research. And it said that 100% of the people who were polled said that to really get the feel of the tournament, they absolutely believe that our show should be out there for as long as possible. So thank you very much indeed to Dave, who we polled.
Pleasure, thank you.
So we're going to Portugal. Now, here's how it's going to work. We're going to fly out and go into live in our little villa and do the show every day from Portugal. Obviously, there are three... definite England games, qualifying games. Now, if you don't know much about football, right, or you got an interest in football, you can, you know, you support England and that kind of thing. Three qualifying games for England to play. They're kind of all set in stone, right?
Mm-hmm.
We need to qualify there. We need to kind of get enough points, whatever, however it works, for us to go. We need to do the opposite of what we did at Euro 2000, basically.
Get through to the next stage.
Yeah. So, lots of people are going out there, lots of music people, lots of other footballers and footballing people, which will all be coming into the show, to our villa. Our first guest has been confirmed, but I'm not going to say who it is. And it's a corker. So, here's the good stuff, then. Can I just stop? I'm reading the text
messages
already.
Yeah, I've seen them as well.
You lot are so beeping lucky.
You jammy beep gets. Beep.
Any jobs going, Chris? You jammy little beep.
It's not a holiday, it's work.
Yeah.
It's going to be very hard.
Yeah. It's not all play, you know. A lot of work, and all right, work. So here's the nice side of this. We're going to bring some listeners with us. Hooray!
It could be you.
So you merely justify the fact that, though, we're blatantly wasting your licence fee money, we're going to bring some listeners with us. So when they get asked, they go, actually, I'm right behind the competition. I think it's brilliant. So you'll be definitely out in Portugal with us in June if you win the game. You will get tickets to all three England qualifying games. Now, obviously, then, we want England staying as long as possible. I mean, you know, mainly for the success of the team, but...
Plus, also, we get another week in the sun.
Yeah, exactly. With you. So, starting on Monday, we're going to be playing Where's Allard?
Hello.
We're going to send Allard off around the country. Basically, here's how it works. Allard doesn't particularly like football, right? Be honest.
I don't at all, right. No.
Doesn't really know much about the England team either, mainly because he doesn't like football, but also because he's Welsh. Yeah. So we're going to give Allard the opportunity to invite other people, because he doesn't want to go. In fact, I don't think you're going to Portugal, are you?
I think I am, actually. The team has requested it.
I can't wait to see that rear of the year in
the set of Speedos. Taking your award-winning bottom.
Oh, stop. But I have... Speedo is actually incinerate? Okay, never mind.
They do what, exactly?
I was going to say a word that I can't say.
Incinerate?
No. Make my ass look good.
Extentuate?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
So, go on.
I'm putting a ban on any tight swimwear.
Does that go for you, too?
Damn. Right, so we're going to go out on June 10th. The morning of June the 10th, we will have our big Euro 2004 final, where we'll have a room full of people who have all found Allard, and then we'll play another competition. We'll whittle it all down. Three people will come out with us on the plane to Portugal, and they'll each be able to bring a mate each, because obviously there's no point going on your own, right? So, starting on Monday, Allard will be at the studio. He'll be going all the way around the UK. We'll give out clues to his location. The first person who spots him and shouts today's password at him will get an invite for them and a friend to come to London to take part in the final. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so fun.
Isn't it exciting?
Oh, I'm telling you. So then in the final, then, you literally come with your suitcase packed. Lots of you will then go home going, bloody fix, that's an absolute bloody fix. But six people listening to the show now will be going, I'm off to Portugal! So Monday, then, Allard will be somewhere in the UK. We'll get him on the air. He'll give out some clues. If you see him and you hear the password, because that's going to be really important, run up to him, shout the password at him. He might just turn around and go, congratulations, you can come to the final. And then you're just one step away from coming with us to Portugal. I don't really want to kind of milk the fact that we're going to be in the sunshine in Portugal for the best part of 2 or 3 weeks. Mm. Because, honestly, you know, the listeners to the show know me well enough. I really don't want to go, and I've had to fight with management because I don't think I should go. But, you know, for the good of the show and for the radio station, you know, they say, Chris, we really want you to go. So, okay, if it helps Radio 1, then I will go.
It's not a holiday. We'll be doing a 3-hour show every day.
I'm starting to think already that the new catchphrase for the show in June will be, it's not a holiday.
It's work.
You've said it 3 times now.
But it's not a holiday.
I am really glad.
It sounds like we're trying to justify our position.
But I am really glad we've got a base tan now, because then we won't burn out there.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, so bearing in mind that that's the competition for you to come with us. There are no... Right, at this stage, okay, because I don't know what's happening in the final, but at this stage, there's no answer questions about England. There's no footballing questions. It's a case of you see Allard, you know the password, you shout at him first before anyone else because you found him, and then you come to the final. So you might be Scottish, might be Welsh, might be from Northern Ireland. I was going to say you might be French, but let's be honest.
Not giving tickets to you.
We won't let you win.
No way.
We will probably rig it. Hoi, 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 here's the password. Alan goes, oh, I'm sorry, was somebody just beat you a minute ago. Yeah, bye.
Pardon, monsieur, au revoir.
Off your pop. Trot on. So Monday, then, be listening out for Alan somewhere in the UK. Hello, I'm standing outside a church, innit?
You probably recognise your bottom, actually.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Before me.
A couple of blokes driving to work going, see that little short fella bent over there with his arse in a pair of tight jeans?
What a great arse.
Do you think that's Allard?
What an image.
No, that's the rear of the year. Mm. Official.
Did you say rear of the year?
Yes.
Right, okay. So there you go, then. Can I just say, please stop texting in and abusing us. It's not our fault, for God's sake. We've still got to get up. Seriously, we've still got to get up and do the show. There'll be some mornings we might not even get in the pool till after 11.
And there isn't even a time change, so we have to get up at the same time.
Isn't there? I mean, you're not an hour ahead.
Well, actually, no, because it's straight down.
Straight down. Oh.
Actually, I've thought about this already, okay? Because, you know, normally, what time do you set your alarm for normally?
Half four,
okay, right. So this is what you'll do, right? Set your alarm, okay, for 6:40, okay?
Yep.
Okay. You're in bed. Mm-hmm. Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep. Get up, rub your eyes.
Hola.
Okay, right. Dressing gown on, slippers. Open the door, out into the veranda. Morning, everybody. I'll make tea, shall I, today? Because we'll have a kitchen. Cup of tea. Ah, let's be honest, we'll be drinking. Allard will be on Pims. You, me, a dressing gown, a villa, Portuguese people. It must be Pims o'clock.
No one's sitting in their dressing gown either.
Huh?
It's not a dressing gown, it's a smoking jacket.
You're becoming very snobby about what we can wear here.
I'm slightly scared about the images I'm going to see.
It'll be beautiful.
Who cares what you think anyway? We'll do what we want.
We'll be tanned. It'll be gorgeous. It'll be fine.
We'll be tanned, we'll be gorgeous, it'll be fine.
Says the rear of the year, 2004.
Yeah. Arse of the year. So we'll give you more details later. People are already texting and going, why do we know what Allard looks like? He's the one with a hot ass.
Go online.
Thank you.
Not his personal page, though. No. That'd be wrong.
Go online to www.bbc.co.uk/radio1. There'll be details up today of the big competition and a picture of Allard's face for you to cut out and keep. Yeah, a bonus prize. Chingy. And one call away. I'm down with my chingy.
Mm.
No diggity.
No doubt.
So there you go, then. Portugal it is for the Euro 2004. So as long as England do better than they did last time. Three games and we're out.
Rubbish.
Need them to do really well. Should have had Alan Smith. You know what I mean?
I agree.
How selfish of Sven. No. We've got a holiday. We've got a big work project.
It's not a holiday. How many times have I told you?
I'm sorry about that.
Radio 1. It's Radio 1's one big kickoff. Soccer 6 Sunday. This weekend. On Radio 1. Radio 1.
I love our listeners, right? They're so the glass is half empty. Straight away, that competition is unfair. Because there's no chance that you're going to come all the way up to Carlisle, is there?
Who knows? We could be anywhere.
All over the UK. That's where Alan's going to be. Somewhere in the UK. Carlisle is in the UK. He might be in Carlisle. But just because of your smart little text, if he does go, you can't win.
Well, tell me where it all went wrong.
Yes, you probably say something nice about his backside and go, oh, congratulations.
And tell me where you lost those damn songs.
Shut up, Rachel! I am talking to Juliet about important work things, and you're going, well, we're not talking about this now. The record's running out. I can't hear you, not listening. Can't hear you, even with your big fat Kidderminster gob. What do you want to say, Rachel?
It's
Not listening, not listening.
It's time for...
La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la.
Don't you join in?
Chris wins. Fact. I heard him again the other night.
Did you?
You know the guy in the local radio phone-in show? Who comes on and just, every time the caller asks him a question, he replies with another question.
Just talking about the war in Iraq and all the troops going over, and I just, you know, I don't know why we're still out there. What do you think about it?
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Well, I'll just ask you, idiot.
And it's great, because all the callers just go, they just answer.
But I'm right. Fact.
I just want to talk about the government's overseas aid policy and what you make of the whole thing.
Well, I mean, you ask me. What's your view on that? Yeah, it's unbelievable. That's what a great phoning that is.
What do you think about this?
Well, you tell me what you think first.
Well, I think it shouldn't happen.
I agree. Let's talk to John in somewhere else. BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat. Chris wins.
Fact.
Hey. Sorry, shall I go to the news rates? Am I talking too much for you?
Yes.
Not listening, not listening. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's just after 8:30.
And main news this morning is security at Parliament. And the weather, another sunny one. Not as warm as yesterday, though, in the south. Some showers in Scotland and northwest England. One road travel. It's motorway 1 in Buckinghamshire this morning. The inside lane is blocked southbound between junction 14, that's Milton Keynes, junction 13 in Bedford. It's all because a bus has broken down, so try and use a different road if you can, or sit in your car and wait for it to be cleared. It really is up to you. One road travel on Radio 1. And the time now is 8:36.
You know how often you kind of flick your finger at me in a queue way?
Yeah.
You know, queue jingle, and you go like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's really kind of disturbing is when you've been picking your nose, and then you go like that, queue. I'm dodging bogeys left, right and centre here.
I also brought chewing gum into the studio as well, and I didn't know where to put it, so I've put it on. That's disgusting. Sorry.
You're a father. And a husband. Well, we think you're a father.
You can eat chewing gum if you're a father.
Yeah, but not pick your nose. And then, with the same fingers,
pick
up your chewing gum, which no doubt you will pop back into the mouth.
I won't now you've said that, but probably I would have done, yeah.
You're gross. Thank disgusting.
You. Father.
What?
You gross father.
Oh, come on, mate, stop it with the father line. Everyone knows it's not yours. So, anyway. Huh? No, I'm... Dom, I'm joking.
What?
I'm joking.
Sorry?
Obviously. There's a chance it could be yours.
There is a big chance, yeah.
Although I heard Ian Beale is actually the real father.
He's already got Stephen and the twins. What does he need with an other by me?
What does he want?
Doesn't sound anything like you, baby.
What doesn't?
That.
Hello, Stephen and the twins. Doesn't it?
No.
Hello, Stephen and the twins.
Still, no.
Hello, Stephen and the twins.
All right, leave it now. Chris Moyle Show.
National Radio 1. Mahalo for calling this hotel.
Shut up. Talking to the songbird yesterday. If you could hear the conversation taking place now, you would hate us all. So do these video phones work out from Portugal to the UK? No, you don't. I think they're only mainly UK-based. Oh, that's a shame. So what are we going to do with the phones? Oh, my phone bill's going to be... Oh, sky high.
I'm looking forward to that coming in.
Oh, phoning back from the pool in our villa in Portugal. Oh, God.
And also, when you're away, you have to pay for incoming calls, too.
Yeah.
Much. Also, can you imagine how much money we're going to have to spend on sun cream?
Oh, no, it's true.
Oh, God, yeah. I've, by the way, as a treat to everybody... who will be in our villa in Portugal. So basically the three people I'm looking at. I said to Rachel already that when we get there, I'm going to go down to the local tacky shops and buy £100 worth of stupid inflatables to go in the pool.
Oh, excellent.
I want a whale,
mm-hmm.
right, a green crocodile,
mm-hmm.
because I've never had one of those, and one of the big ones with the black handles. And I'm hoping to get one of the inflatables, which has got a little hole in it where you put your drink in.
Right. Get four of those.
Yeah.
You put your Kiora in there when you're in the pool.
What I'm thinking is...
white wine.
Because the thing is, I was talking to our executive producer, Joe Graham. He loves being mentioned on the air. That's Joe Graham.
Ho, ho, ho.
Joe Graham. And he's gone, It's not a holiday, you know. You will be... I mean, Rachel is going to be so busy out there having to book guests. And I went, I know. I can just hear the phone conversations now. Listen, if we don't get Gary Lineker up here by 7 o'clock... Hold on a second. Alan, can you bring more ice? Thanks. And I'll get it yourself. I can't. I'm on a lilo in the middle of the pool working. Sorry about that. Yeah, there's another call coming in. Anyway... So it's like the idea, she's laying back on a lilo with her right hand just like in the water on the phone. Yeah, yeah. I can't write that down. I'm busy. I don't have a spare hand. No. Okay. Bye.
I'll be like, Aled, write this down.
What we need is can you get waterproof mobiles?
I'll look into it.
Look into it for us.
People are going to switch off.
Yeah, someone just said, the phones work on the David Beckham advert. That's photos.
That's just photos.
We want video, so we can occasionally keep in touch with our loved ones.
Wave.
Hi, the weather's really nice. Yeah, gotta go. Yeah, Barbie's ready. Bye. Beep. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Can't believe when I just did that, I was looking at an imaginary phone.
And saying Barbie's ready.
Yeah, as in the barbecue.
Obviously, no, not like no. Ken.
No, isn't she split up from Ken?
Yeah, she's got a new fella now, hasn't she?
Is she?
A slut.
Didn't know that.
I always thought Barbie was a bit of a hoe. See, Cindy, there's a girl with style.
She always dressed more respectably.
I used to have Cindy dolls.
Well, I think you're right, you know. Homegrown girl. Not like that trashy Yankee dude tart. You know what I mean?
She's not real.
Barbie? Well, she kind of exists, and you know what I mean? Poor Ken, he's always been there for her. He was the one who had the money, wasn't he? In a nice car and everything. She just ditches him. Who does she think she is? Whereas Cindy, I believe Cindy's still single girl.
Does she never have a boyfriend?
I've got to be honest, as much as I'm talking about it, I was never really into the doll world thing.
Weren't she?
No. When I had that fake head that you used to be able to make up, I had that.
My Cindy used to go out with my brother's Action Man.
Really?
Yeah.
But Action Man had no genitalia.
Just a bump.
According to what Alan once told me.
No, that was looked. You told me that.
No,
actually.
I didn't know that. Eagle eyes. Why don't all dolls have eagle eyes? You know what I mean? They're brilliant.
Were they the ones that had the little switch on the back
of
the head?
Switch on the back, you can make him look left.
Yeah. Why would you want
and
that?
And right.
Why would you want that?
Or if you're Dominic Byrne, right, you play with it so you can have one going left and the other going right. Boss-eyed Action Man. Action Man, quick. No, this way. Where are you?
He's got boss eyes.
I was never really into Action Men either. Well, Star Wars figures was my thing.
You see, Cindy couldn't have gone out with a Star Wars figure. That would have been proportionally wrong.
I know.
I used to get some thread, right, and string it between two bushes, and then get my Action Man, because you know the way the hand kind of like went around like that?
Hooks.
Hook. And then you could make him kind of come down a bit like a zip wire.
Wow.
Wow. That's brilliant. Damien, who lived next door but one, at the corner from us, in our back gardens, used to kind of meet at the end. He had the big Millennium Falcon, and he had a Castle Grayskull.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you.
But did he have the Evil Knievel bike, the one that you wound?
No, I had that.
Did you? That was great.
We had that
And I used to get little ramps for it made out of old books.
I didn't read them. I just used to make ramps out of them.
Right.
Let's take all of these out to Portugal with us.
No, I don't have them anymore, Alan, because I'm a grown man.
Ah.
All right, I've got the odd Cindy.
Well, I've got an Action Man if you want to...
Oh, hold on a second. Stop. And anyway, they're in tour this week, so we'll catch them around the UK.
That's Lidl Bomb.
we changed our conversation.
John Peel?
Who's obviously wet the bed. Talk about coming in early before your show. John Peel's just walked into the other studio, so I'm now changing the line from Barbie and Cindy dolls to...
Credible music.
Progressive rock albums of our time.
He's here.
Hi, John. Morning.
Hello there. Good morning to you.
How are you?
I was waiting for you to stop talking and play a record, but obviously I could be here all day.
Well, I can stop
talking. It's very embarrassing for me, this, but it's auction charity.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, I will...
Small village community.
I will stop talking and play a record now, okay. Then I can talk to you off the air.
All right.
You look very fresh, John.
I've only just got out of bed. That's,
you look very well.
High blood pressure, that's what that is.
No, don't talk to me about that. Okay. The pressures that I've got.
Okay. We'll compare medical notes when you get the record.
Okay, I'll play the record now, don't worry.
One Life on Radio 1.
very surreal this morning.
Seven cats.
That's right.
Yeah, but listen on the way in. So there I am, sitting in the studio, and the one thing about this, when it being on the radio lark, right, is that occasionally people walk past the studio and stare in, and they often have little tours of Radio 1. And I don't like it. Really puts me off. Because it's all right, one thing, sitting in a studio with a few mates, talking to yourself, but when someone appears at the window and stares through, all of a sudden, the reality of what you're doing, i.e. sitting in a room with a few mates talking to yourself, it just kind of shows you how ludicrous it all is. So normally we have blinds down, and no one can see into our studio, but one of the blinds is up today. And so here I am going, yeah, but the thing about Action Man and Cindy Dolls is, and I look up, and John Peel is right in my eye line, looking at me as if to go, what bloody hell is he talking about? So I tried to make it cool, and pretending we're talking about a band. That's the Action Man and Cindy Dolls that were playing tonight at the Rambler's Rose in Chepstow. I don't know if that pub exists.
Never been there.
No, I just made it up. So anyway, so there you go. Nice to see John Peel, though.
He looks good, doesn't he?
Looks very well first thing in the morning. Looks better than you, and you've been up since about six.
Have you know I got up at 5:30?
I know, but you set your alarm for 4:30.
I know. There's a lot of snoozing this morning.
Because of the boozing. Snoozing from the boozing. It's 5 to 9, by the way. Strange text. Chris, stop complaining. Some people don't even have a job. That's a reference to what, exactly?
I don't know. You talking?
Shut up, idiot. Anyway, Christina Milian and Dip It Low, which I just did.
musically.
Hey, Dip It Up Low, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus. The next hour of the show will be so much better than the last one. Right, CD's Link, how do you get to this morning? CD's Link from yesterday, CD's Link, Scooby Snacks, Fun Loving Criminals.
The Fun Loving Criminals are fronted by a singer called Huey. Another Huey from the world of animated ducks had two duck brothers called Dewey and Louie. Louie Theroux has met Neil and Christine Hamilton, who are married to each other. Other famous married couples include Rich and Judy, Ozzy and Sharon, and the Queen and Prince Philip. Prince Philip is a grandfather of Prince William. Prince William can play polo, which is a game played on horses. Horses are kept in stables. If you remove the first letter of stables, you get tables, which are what you would find a lot of in a restaurant. A restaurant needs a chef. Chefs like to wear hats, as do traffic wardens. Wardens rhymes with cordons, which is a way of restricting entry to the general public. Public is a word often associated with swimming baths, and swimming can be a great source of physical therapy for recovering drug addicts, because exercise really works, unlike the drugs, which, in this context, don't work. Which links us, predictably, to this morning's Tedious Link track. It is The Drugs Don't Work by The Verve.
I love that record. Beautifully, beautifully read.
Thank you.
Yeah. You really are a genius.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Let's get it on then. Nice and loud wherever you are for The Verve.
2, 3, 4.
That's The Verve and The Drugs Don't Work. Beautiful record.
Seven cats.
Rhea of the year. And, Dave, was that a seamless link?
I believe so, yes.
What was the line leading up to The Verve?
Swimming can be a great source of physical therapy for recovering drug addicts. Because exercise really works, unlike the drugs, which, in this context, don't work.
Right, okay. Have you ever had a headache?
Yes.
Have you ever taken paracetamol for your headache?
Yes.
Did it work?
Ah, but you see, what you're missing here is the three words in this context. Which means that I'm right and you're wrong.
What if you're addicted to swimming? Okay.
And it is therefore, for you, a drug.
Yeah. Which then gets you off your other drug habit.
Then, in that context, that would work.
Let's see.
Perhaps.
Always thinking, my friend. Always thinking.
Yeah, but we'd like...
Oh, man.
Oh, who was that?
That was Dominic. He's just saying, yeah, but we'd like to hear the record again, please. Chris Moyle Show. Yeah, but we'd like... National Radio 1. In the Sun newspaper today, it says that David Hasselhoff is going to record a new album. It's going to be an album full of flavours from the street with a hip-hop beat. Mmm, it's a mighty treat. The album, according to The Sun, is going to be produced by one of the most important and influential people in the hip-hop rap genre, Ice-T.
Word.
To your mother. So obviously we need to speak to our Hoff expert, Mr. Dominic Byrne.
Hello.
How are you today?
Mahala.
Dominic, thank you for joining us today on the programme.
Are we doing a serious thing?
What?
Okay, yeah. We're doing it serious. Okay, come on then. Hello.
We're on now.
Okay, hello.
Dominic, thanks for joining us today.
Mm.
Tell us about your relationship with David Hasselhoff, the Hoff.
Mm, the Hoff. We tried to phone David Hasselhoff. It was all set up to do an interview with David Hasselhoff, actually, about 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago.
Right.
He was in a hotel in Waikiki, which is in Hawaii.
Right.
And we were going to speak to him because he, for no reason other than we just wanted to talk to him because he's David Hasselhoff.
The Hoff.
But we phoned up the hotel and spoke to a delightful woman on reception called Melody.
Mahalo for calling this hotel.
If you will. And unfortunately, he wasn't there. So we tried every conceivable area of the hotel, including car park and sauna. Couldn't track down the Hoff. So, we kind of gave up there. But then with this amazing news that the Hoff wants to get into hip-hop, we thought it'd be another good idea to phone the same hotel.
Mahalo for calling this hotel.
And ask to speak to Melody. Now, unfortunately, Melody wasn't there.
Mahalo.
Or not. Un-mahalo. she was on holiday, whatever that is. So she wasn't there, unfortunately. But we spoke to her friend, who also works on reception, called Alma.
Oh, you lucky, lucky thing.
So I don't get that one.
It's a Randy Crawford Almaz.
Okay, I don't get that.
Reference.
Almaz.
You lucky, lucky thing. Yeah, do you remember that?
No.
Almaz, you lucky, lucky.
But she's Alma.
Ding-a-ding. Don't ruin it. Ding. It was a crap record and I hate it.
Mm.
What?
So, she's what? Nice. No. Alma.
You lucky, lucky thing.
That's right. She was nice. Yes. And I thought that there may be a slight chance she had either seen David Hasselhoff or even heard of him, and she hadn't.
So, let me get this right. David Hasselhoff is recording a hip-hop album with Ice-T.
Yes.
To speak to David Hasselhoff, you phoned a hotel in Waikiki.
Yeah.
Where he once stayed.
Yeah.
He doesn't live in the hotel.
No, that's right.
He just stayed there for a few days once.
Do you know what, Chris? We had such a hoot doing it first time.
Yes.
I thought I'd phone again.
Right. And was it as much of a hoot?
It was. It was a hoot hoot. It was very good, actually. She was very entertaining.
Did she know where the Hoff was?
Hadn't even heard of him. Had no... Yeah. Had no reference about the Hoff at all, didn't know who he was. I said Baywatch, she said something in Waikiki-ish.
Mahalo.
Yeah. But I thought it'd be a good opportunity to bring a bit of education to the show.
Yes.
And learn some more words in Hawaiian.
Great.
So this is what happened.
What we'd like to learn is how to say yes and no in Hawaiian.
Maika'i is yes.
Maika'i.
Maika'i. And no is aole.
Aole.
Right, so that's a bit complicated. So, maika'i?
Maika'i.
Okay, and how about no?
Aole.
Aole.
Ai. Mahalo.
Mahalo to you too.
Ahui ho.
Pardon?
Ahui ho.
Okay, what does that mean?
That means we'll meet again.
Okay. Ahui ho.
So there you go, we've learned stuff.
You daft racist.
Ahoy ho.
She was lovely.
Aole.
Makahi.
Makahi. And they don't say mahalo, or like Melody said mahalo. She's mahalo.
But also, isn't that the word for both hello and goodbye?
Goodbye.
And love.
No,
it is.
No.
Aloha is hello and goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
Mahalo is thank you.
Yes.
I see, yeah.
Aloha. Aloha.
So if you want to say hello, love, you go, aloha, aloha.
Yeah, you do. That's it. Or if you're writing it down, aloha type.
If you want to say hello, goodbye, love, it's aloha, 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 aloha.
Yeah. And if you want to say see you soon, goodbye, love, I've no idea.
What we'd like to learn is how to say yes and no in Hawaiian.
Maika'i is yes.
Maika'i.
Maika'i. And no is aole.
Right, so that's a bit complicated. So maika'i.
Maika'i.
I'm just waiting for this random bit.
Okay, and how about no?
Aole.
Aole.
Aye.
I love that. She goes,
aye.
Just a little bit of Scottish in everybody.
Aole.
Aye.
Aye, that's right, my friend Dominic.
Mahalo.
Mahalo.
See, you have to put emphasis into it that we weren't doing previously.
Originally, because you know, you say, this isn't Melody.
Mahalo.
That's not her.
No, this is Alma.
No, but no, the one who says...
Mahalo.
That's not Melody.
No, it's not, actually. That's
the voicemail of David Hasselhoff's room.
That's true.
Because you ring it and it goes...
Mahalo for calling this hotel.
That's right. True, yeah,
okay,
that's not
so
Melody.
The word is...
Mahalo.
Which is...
Mahalo, which is hello.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Sorry, yeah. Thank you.
Hello for calling this hotel.
Thank you.
Can you keep up, please?
Thank
so
you.
So this is what we believe to be thank you.
Mahalo.
Yes, right. That's right.
However...
Mahalo.
Funny foreigners.
Mahalo. Will you stop it?
Mahalo.
Maybe she's just taking her time.
Mahalo.
Mahalo to you too.
Ahoy ho.
Pardon?
Ahoy ho.
Okay, what does that mean?
That means we'll meet again.
Okay. Ahoy ho.
Hey, town. Oh, man. Hang on, did you actually find David Hasselhoff?
No, we didn't. I haven't got a clue where he is or whether the story's true or not.
Okay, lovely. Rachel.
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park. In the club with my homies, trying to get a little VR.
Deepest Blue, Is It a Sin? Comes out on Monday. How long have you known me, Dave?
7 years.
Rachel, how long have you known me?
I don't know.
That's 6 years? Six,
yeah,
years.
Something like that.
You know lots about me.
Hmm.
Right? Where I was born.
Mm-hmm.
Leeds.
Correct.
Sorry, I didn't know you were waiting for
what
the answer.
What middle school did I go to?
Ah, St. Kevin's.
Correct.
The patron saint of carjacking.
So you always say, although I think that's highly blasphemous. And how do I like my tea?
Milky.
Thank you.
Anything no else? Sugar.
Oh, that's right. So anyway, I've just got a cup of tea. And I don't think Alan made it. Alan is now... Alan's too big to make tea now, so Joss makes tea. Once Joss arrives, Jocelyn arrives at 9 o'clock, Alan goes, right, I've won Rear of the Year, you haven't, make tea. Like that. So Joss, God bless her, God love her, has brought me this... What can only be described as kind of dishwater meets pond water looking thing. Look at that! Now, I'm not one to moan.
Have I got yours?
And it's also got sugar in it.
Ah. I think, perhaps, I have your tea and you have mine.
Why do you bother having sugar? Because you never notice a difference.
What do you mean I never notice a difference?
Well, you obviously haven't if you haven't got
sugar. I haven't tried it yet. How could I notice a difference from here? From
and also, look, again, once I'm not one to moan... What, how would you describe that colour, Rachel?
Brown.
Well, it's not really brown, is it? That's the kind of thing, you know when you clean your drains out?
As I do regularly.
It's often that... Don't drink my tea, dude.
That is yours.
I know it is mine. We'll just work this out.
I don't want it now.
Look.
It's had your saliva.
You can always
on
go and make it self.
I am busy entertaining the nation.
You just had two records, you could have gone to the tea machine.
I was researching something. Go on, ask me, if you want.
What were you researching, Chris?
I was researching, actually, details about the new Michael Moore film.
Oh.
Which Disney said they don't think they're going to release in America. But Michael Moore says that they should. Well, there you go.
It may be released by somebody else.
So, you know, either I can look into this groundbreaking film, or pop to the kitchen and make tea.
Oh.
What was the producer of the show? What would you like me to talk about on the air?
Soccer 6 next, actually.
Oh, God's sake, what's she like?
Can you pass me my tea, please?
Yes, fine! Chris Moyle Show.
Mahalo. National Radio
1. Right, Soccer 6 is this Sunday at Reading FC. Big charity football tournament. EastEnders people, Star Sailor are going, Snow Patrol are going, plus a host of random celebrities, all playing in a celebrity soccer 6 game of football. Radio 1 as a team, currently it's Chappers, Colin Murray and Spoonie. 10 people, including, you can have a ringer, as, an ex-footballer as your ringer. So we put a call in yesterday to David Seaman's agent, because I'm managing the team, the Radio 1 team. Sadly, David is unavailable and recovering from a shoulder injury.
That's disappointing.
Okay. There are a few other bids in, so I'm quite pleased about that. I received this phone call yesterday.
Miles, it's Ralph. How are you doing, mate? I got your message.
Ralph Little, by the way.
Not Schumacher.
Formerly, no. Or Fiennes. Formerly of the royal family, now of pubs throughout the UK.
Yeah, if you want me to turn up for the Soccer 6 team, that sounds fine. I thought Radio 1 were interested. I spoke to Scott Mills a couple of weeks ago, and he didn't seem to be bothered, so me and Harvey worked in our own team, because we often play together. He's a footballer's footballer, got an extra yard in his head. You know, it's a game of two halves, not over till the fat lady sings. I've spoke to him, and as long as we can agree personal terms, I'm sure Radio 1 will take care of the transfer fee, then we'd love to sign for you.
Great.
So, yeah, give us a shout. I'll put you on to my agent, and we'll talk. All right, mate. Cheers. Bye.
That's a yes, then, is it?
Yeah. I have to talk to his agent.
He hasn't got an agent.
It's his mam. You know what I mean? Hi, is your Ralph able to play football on Sunday? Oh, yes, love.
Agent.
So there you go. So that looks like if you get Ralph, you also get Harvey.
What, MC Harvey?
Yeah. Didn't he win the games recently? Because he's fit.
Hmm.
He's a good footballer.
I can't remember.
Great.
He's a good footballer.
He goes out with what's his face?
Alicia from Nottingham.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, let's sign that deal by you going on the air. He goes out with what's her face?
I couldn't remember her name. No, she's nice. I've met her.
What's her face?
Alicia.
There you go. Okay, so Ralphie Little,
Blitzen. MC Harvey.
That's good. Good two players then.
Yeah, they can play.
Chappers, Cullen, and Spoony.
Yeah, well,
so we've got five places to fill.
Now, as far as ringers go. Right, I want to do David Seaman. You want Gazza?
Yeah, I think Gazza would be good.
Gazza, where are you, pal? Come and play in our football team. I can make a phone call to Peter Lorimer, if that's any good to you.
Isn't he past his best, really, sporting-wise?
Well, you know, I mean, it's fair to say, since he's been running his pub, you know, he's put a bit of beef on, but, yeah. You know...
I'll keep him on the list, but just further down.
Yeah?
Hmm.
Eddie Gray?
Again, past his best, I think.
Are you really sure you don't want Ian Hart? Okay, that's fine. I'm just, you know, just asking. Are there any ex? Who's the guy that was like an Everton legendary goalkeeper?
Southall.
What about him?
Let's get Big Nev. Actually, he'd be great.
Yeah. Now
that's a very good idea, actually, which has only just come to us.
Yeah. Now he's big.
He's huge.
Yeah.
And a fantastic keeper. We should ring Big Nev.
Do you not think he's past his best?
No, he's fantastic.
Right.
Yeah. Honestly, only the other day
he's a bit fat.
He's not. Only the other day
he is. He's huge.
Talking to somebody.
It's like the size of two bungalows.
Who had just seen Neville play in a charity match, and they said that he was sublime.
Okay. Ian Rush?
No.
But don't just dismiss him because he used to play for Liverpool.
No. We don't need cover up front.
Okay. So that's just not a Liverpool thing. That's just a cover up front thing.
Yeah,
right.
We don't need it.
Kevin Keegan?
Nah.
No. Again, I'm kind of seeing a Liverpool Everton bias here. But you don't want anyone from Liverpool.
We're after a decent keeper. Big Neville fits the bill.
Gobbler.
We could ask Jan Molby.
He's fat.
So anyway, we're looking for ex pros. I'm just, you know... Jack Charlton? Big Jack?
Again, past his best, I think, physically.
Byron Stevenson? Trevor Cherry!
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Is he?
I think so. Yeah. Let's move on. So anyway, it's Sunday. He's still alive, isn't he, John?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I say yes.
I hope so, yes, John.
Okay, I'm just putting the car into reverse to come out of this comedy cul-de-sac. We would like you to buy tickets and come and see us in action, please. Here's the deal. It's Sunday at Reading FC. I would imagine it kicks off about midday-ish. And go down, get a few mates. I think it's about £15 a ticket, I think. And the money goes to charity.
very vague. I would imagine it kicks off about midday-ish. The tickets are about 15 kind of quid.
Look, you get your phone up Radio 1's phoning number, and you go to the live events thing.
Yeah. I'll show Illustrate. You. 08700 100 100.
08700
100 100. And when you go through, there's a list of options
Hello,
which await you.
Calling Radio 1.
No, that's
my
me.
My name is Chris Moyles.
Yeah.
But this is on tape.
Yeah, yeah. So press 1.
If you want to get through to us in the studio,
no.
All you've got to do is press number 1.
And then press
now.
2.
Please make a selection from the following options.
Right, okay.
For more information on the Soccer Sixes,
press 1 now.
So, okay, so you go to option 2, then you press 1.
Soccer 6 is now in its 10th year. Celebrity signed up.
And then you listen to that camp fella tell you all about it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. So 08700 100 100, go to the live events line, option 2, and then go to option 1, which is all about the Soccer 6. Turn up on Sunday, because we need your support. And we'll work on more team members. We're running out of time, actually. Tomorrow, we're going to have to do a massive push. Get some more people in.
Yeah.
And you're not playing?
I haven't decided yet.
No, it wasn't a question, Dave. I'm saying you're not playing. As manager, you're not playing.
I pay my dues for all that I've done. Take me twice.
All right, so listen. We'll work on the ex-pros.
Do you think we're leaving it a little bit late, bearing in mind today's Thursday, the tournament is Sunday?
I think the word, you miss out, is ex-pro, right?
Yeah.
Okay, granted, Sundays are a busy day for publicans, but, you know, they get a nice day out in the sunshine.
I just think that as manager, you should have assembled your team weeks ago.
Shut up. Right, that's it, you're not even on the subs bench now.
I'm coach.
You're the orange boy at this rate. I'm manager. I'm in charge. All I have to do is have a word with the chairman, right, who I'm really tight with. And you're out of here. You're history, Shakespeare's sister. Can you play, Dominic?
I can't play, unfortunately.
Excellent. Jules?
Yeah, I can.
Play football?
Yeah.
Do you want to play?
Depends what I'm doing.
Wearing a really,
your team.
You're wearing a really, 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 really tight football shirt.
Perv.
Yeah. One. I know, but I tell you what, sell a lot of tickets. Do you want these charities to make money or not? It's up to you, love. No pressure or anything like that. Tight top equals happy charities. I'm telling you.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. No, it would.
Tight top equals happy charity. No, because the people then buy the tickets to go and see, you know, Juliet and all the other pastry lovelies I'm going to sign later on this afternoon in a tight football shirt.
Just live in your own little world.
If they wear the tops, the people will spend their money.
Whatever.
You're dissing me, Dave, but the people agree. Rachel Stevens coming up in a second. We'll play the brilliant, absolutely brilliant re-release, Are You Gonna Be My Girl, from Jet in a second as well. It's news and sport with Dom and Chills, 9:33.
Tightening security in Parliament.
And Strauss gets his test debut.
BBC. And it's now 9:36.
Got a text from my mum. And she'd like me to say hello to all the hospital staff who are looking after my daddy. Because my dad is in hospital. Don't want to talk about it. Although it would be really good for the ratings. I did say that I might phone him up one morning. So could he sound kind of ill and poorly? Hello? Oh, hello, son. How are you? That kind of thing. But his phone's broken.
You're not allowed to use phones in the hospital anyway. No, it interferes with medical equipment.
Seriously, man. You get a phone and the TV and radio built in on the big arm next to the bed in these places.
Hmm.
You got to buy your TV card and your phone card.
Has he gone private?
No, NHS. Well, my dad. Short arms, long pockets, you're joking.
It's free, I paid for it, I'm going in.
That kind of thing.
Where is he, Jimmy's?
Yeah, so he's in St James Hospital. And all the staff there have been fantastic. Especially all the doctors and nurses and surgeons and x-ray people and stuff. What's wrong with you, Juliet? You got... Your eyes are wide, what's wrong?
I thought you just missed the woman who pushes the trolley around or something like that. You know, they get trolleys and stuff in hospitals. Not just nurses and doctors.
Okay, I think the word you're looking for is porters.
No.
Yes?
They don't push trolleys around with magazines and nuts and crisps on.
Oh, okay. What are you on about?
I have no idea.
So, I forgot to mention the woman who pushes my dad around in a trolley.
No.
And then I question you, you go, yes, there's always a woman who pushes around nuts.
No, she's the
on
one.
On a trolley.
No, she's probably from the WI. They always just push trolleys around to the patients to give them magazines and food.
You're digging, sweetheart. You're really digging.
Link overboard.
Do you want me to throw your rope and pull you back up again?
Please.
There you go. Anyway, so hello to everybody. And for those of you interested, he's all right. He's not doing too bad.
Good.
But I'll tell you about it later. I don't want to get into it.
You know those hospital TV things? I know you don't want to talk about it.
That's all right. Change the subject from my dad being, you know...
Sorry, no, just in general hospital televisions.
Right,
you can't turn them off.
What?
They don't turn off. You can't turn them off.
I think you might be right.
I'm absolutely right. When my wife had a baby, our baby, 10 months ago...
Is this story going to be one of those... I used to go in to visit her and talk to her, but she had to take full advantage of the television, which would never go off. So she had to sit there with the headphones on and ignore me.
That could well be true.
Yeah.
No, I think once you turned it on, that's you for 24 hours.
Excellent. I'll buy 10 tickets to see Jules in a tight football shirt. See?
Is that the only one?
No. Chris, the tighter the tops, the looser the purse strings. Now, I was saying...
Tight tops apparently mean happy charities. Which is wrong, because actually charities flourish on donations and stuff.
Yeah.
Not from, like, chesty lovelies in ill-fitting sportswear.
See, you're missing a trick, right? Men buy the Soccer 6 tickets so they can see Jules and Rachel now, I've decided.
What?
In tight football shirts.
Yeah, but you'd already kind of wanted your team and you can't get who you want, so you just asked me and Rach to play.
I'm actually now kind of thinking that you won't play, but just wander around, you know, chatting to the crowd, signing autographs, giving them the odd flash for a fiver, and we will raise so much money.
Half-time draw.
And the prize is... I don't know.
Well, half-time draws, and you could drop your kecks at half-time.
Somebody also says, Dom is lying. I used to play football with Dominic every Wednesday in St. Ives.
Yeah, that's true. About 15 years ago.
Did you play football every Wednesday?
I did. I played for the Beavers.
He was always a legend.
Thank you.
Mike in Cannock.
Who's Mike?
I don't know. I never played football.
Okay, you'd have to supply your surname, Mike.
You did. Well, will you keep in touch with him?
Probably not.
No, I didn't think he would
do it. To be fair.
All right, then, fair enough. Chris Miles knows the stars. He knows Dale and Anton Deck. And Vernon, Tess and Richard. And Will and Gareth Gay.
Mahalo for calling this hotel.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Chris Moyle's on Radio 1. The forecast for today is great, great.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing, I'll tell you off the air. Brittany Renker from Jet, are you going to be my girl?
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Miles.
Fans, me and Roy Walker are here. Roy's looking great.
Thank you, Chris.
I'm looking brilliant. Although I've just realised I've got my hair today looks like a middle-aged woman wig. I think I've decided. Look, if I go like that, look,
cut that bit out there. My face.
I've got woman's hair.
Margaret Thatcher.
Right, thanks for that, Alan.
Welcome on line one. It's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hello, Chris. My name's Rich and I'm from Wyndham.
Yay! Which is near Norwich.
That's right.
Yeah, I know that.
Have you been there?
Yes, I used to live in Wyndham for about 6 months.
Did you?
No,
of course. I don't believe
you. What do you do, Richard?
I'm a truck driver for CPS Fuels.
I love CPS Fuels. You know, when I was a kid, I either wanted to be a spaceman or work for CPS Fuels.
Most people do, Chris, I think.
Yeah, but sadly, I never got the job at CPS Fuels. But I'm on a mission to Mars on the 1st of June, which is quite nice.
Excellent.
3-day event. We go really fast. Rocket. where are you parked?
I'm parked in Strike's Bowl Multiplex in Dereham.
Nice. Mm. I love that place. It's brilliant. I used to live there for about 6 months.
In Dereham?
Yeah.
What are you driving?
I'm driving a Leyland DAF truck.
Nice wheels. Let's hear the horn. That'll do. Now, that's a nice horn.
Sounds a little bit distant, though.
Well, I'm getting weird looks now, though.
He's in the cab.
And the horn's not.
The horn's at the front. Let's hear it again.
I'm getting some really weird looks now.
Well, it's probably because you're dressed as a woman.
Yeah.
All right, Richard, then. Good luck. Stay on the line, then.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
I'm Moisey. I'm Phil and I'm from Bridgend.
Hey! I love Bridgend. I used to live there for about 6 months.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Whereby?
Oh, it was in,
sort of by the town centre, wasn't
it? Yeah, yeah. You know the post office?
Yeah.
Just near there.
Funny coincidence, I live there.
Well, I thought I recognised your voice.
Yeah.
Yeah? You're not Philip who works for Shoreline Media, are you?
I am, actually, yeah.
Oh, give over. what's Shoreline Media?
We make ringtones for phones.
Oh, how exciting.
It's very exciting.
Yeah. So you make them? You make the ringtones?
Yeah.
How do you make them?
I'm using Cubase software.
Right, okay. Yeah. What's the last ringtone you made?
Well, I'm actually halfway through Tonight, Smashing Pumpkins.
Nice.
And I think Andy wants me to finish that pretty soon, so...
okay, all right. Well, good.
Yeah.
I like that. Have you ever thought about doing a ringtone of the Chris Moyle Show jingles?
Well, I haven't actually, but I will do that for you this afternoon if you like.
No, I wouldn't because I own the copyright and we'll sue. So, where are you parked, Philip?
I'm in the car park outside work.
Okay, what are you driving?
Citroen Saxo.
Nice wheels.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Citroen Saxo. That's a car for a real man.
Oh, a driver's car.
A driver's car.
Yeah.
Let's hear the horn, Philip. Now, that's a horn, beef.
That is a good horn.
No
good
messing, that's a horn. Let's hear yours again, Richard. And then Philip. Oh, now Philip.
Slightly lower.
Philip's horn is better than Richard. Yeah. Sorry, Richard, but it is.
Okay.
Right, so are you ready then, Rich?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Are you ready, Philip?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Best of three, here we go. Mr. Fish looks like he's working at the National Lottery. He's in charge of handing over the checks to the lucky winners and changing their lives forever. What's going on here? This must be one of the winners. He's turning up. It looks like a tramp. He's dressed in a load of old rags. Yeah, I think that was just Richard.
From rags to riches.
From rags to riches.
You're right!
Hey, kicked in.
Hey, nice one, straight in there. Right, a point to you, Rich. On to you, Philip. You need to get this one right. Stay in the game, pal.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, then.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish's son, Michael, has been offered a chance to go potholing in Devon with his good friend, Johnny Mustard. It's Philip.
You can't cut the mustard.
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
It's not right, I'm afraid. Michael's not sure whether he's that keen, the whole potholing thing. Johnny, on the other hand, is really keen. Michael thinks it might be quite good. He's certainly not, though, certainly not as keen as Johnny Mustard. No, he's definitely not as keen as Mustard about this. Yes, Philip?
Actually, I don't know. I just...
Really?
That was a bit of a reaction.
Okay, I've virtually got Richard switched off to give you a chance here, Philip.
I don't know, to be honest.
No, okay. Basically, what the story is, you see, Michael, right?
Yeah.
He's not as keen as his friend Johnny... I'm gonna have to give it to Richard. Yes, Richard?
Keen as mustard.
You're a winner!
Yay!
Hang on there, Richard. Philip, what happened?
Just having a bad day. Chris, I've got a confession.
Oh, I bet you have. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Right, lovely. So, Richard.
Hello.
Well done.
Thank you.
Can I just say that Alan's face, when Philip goes, actually, Chris, I've got a confession, Alan goes, oh, you're kidding me. Richard, well done. You've won a prize.
Fantastic. What have I won, Chris?
You've won your very own B. Vernon K. kit, which contains all the essential ingredients to actually live your life and be Vernon K.
Excellent. Includes, I've always wanted to be Vernon.
A floppy wig, right, so you can have long floppy hair, some really big heeled shoes so you can be as tall as Vernon, and also a girlfriend who tells you off for drinking in the pub. So everything you need to be Vernon K.
Excellent. I can't wait.
All right, well, I'll send it out to you sometime next year. Have fun. Bye.
Cheers, Chris. Bye.
There you go. So happy winners all around. Thank you very much to everyone. Thank you very much indeed, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Man United versus Millwall.
Spoonie going to the same school of script reading as you there, Dave.
Thank you very much. I
take
that as
join me, Dave, this Saturday on Radio 1 for my sports show with Chubbers. And join me, Spoonie, for the FA Cup show, which will be on sometime before.
All the time I knew that you loved me. Because
God bless her. Little Joss Stone, super duper love. I like that.
Good, innit?
Yeah.
Better without you.
The world would be a better place without you, Dave. Right, you're not playing on Sunday in the Soccer Six.
Coach, I told you.
Yeah, well, you're not even coach anymore.
You can't
do that. Tell you what, you can drive the coach.
You can't do that.
A manager can do what I want. I'm going to bring in Ian Hart and Michael Dubry. Watch me.
You sure that's what?
Right, back tomorrow then, just before 7 o'clock, my beautiful friend Joe Wiley is next. The Chris Moyle Show.